We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. A fire set at a Jehovah's Witnesses Kingdom Hall in the state of Washington is now considered arson.
Friday's Kingdom Hall blaze in Lacey, Washington is the sixth in a string of local attacks against the religious group, a fact that frustrates Thurston County Sheriff John Snaza.
We had two in March, one in May, one in July, and then we had another one in August. And now we have this one. So it's obviously someone or some persons that are definitely disgruntled.
No one was hurt in the fire. There is a $35,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. Dean Seaman for CBS News in Seattle.
A Philadelphia church is mixing things up after a cow ran away from its live animal nativity display.
Stormy the cow escaped from the nativity at the old First Reformed United Church of Christ in Philadelphia's historic district twice last year. She wasn't hurt, but it caused a stampede of criticism from around the world. We're using animals as entertainment. So this year, Pastor Michael Caine says the Christmas story will be told using a refugee tent and tying in immigration and refugee issues of today.
Jesus and his family were essentially homeless and stateless.
Pictures and stories of refugees and information on how to contact lawmakers on the issues are incorporated. John McDevitt for CBS News, Philadelphia.
A small chapel at St. Louis Lambert International Airport gets the word no place of worship wants to hear just before the holidays.
For years, the airport has provided a space for the practice of faith for the passengers and for the employees. And as of December the 17th, the airport wants to take that interfaith chapel. They want to take that and make it some sort of retail space.
The Reverend Roderick Burton is the chapel's supervisor.
I'm very disappointed. And I think it's a shame that the service of faith has to be sacrificed at the altar of retail.
Pastor Burton says the tiny chapel had a large number of users.
Some people just come in there to meditate. Some people come for the service times. I mean, it's used a variety of ways. It doesn't matter. You may see some people in there by themselves contemplating, and other times they want to be there when there's a prayer service.
It's kind of a spiritual pit stop, he says.
In addition to eating or drinking or getting where they need to go, they can also come and experience their faith or just come and meditate.
Reverend Burton says he's hoping for a
miracle. that it doesn't happen and at the airport will make a change.
And that miracle appears to have happened, with the airport director's office now saying it will try to find a new location for the chapel in the next couple of months. And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.